All right. If you could, you know, introduce yourself and tell me about what where you were before Hurricane Katrina.
I was at Timbuktu 3.
And your name is Stan?
Stan Alpage. I was on A side, Timbuktu 1, downstairs.
In jail?
In jail, incarcerated.
Was that the old parish prison?
Oh, Timbuktu. It's still the parish, all of it together.
And what happened to you as a what were you what happened to you as a prisoner when the hurricane hit?
All right, well, the jury sent me back 21 days. That's when the storm had came. All right, they know the storm would come. Water storm, we're pushing the water out to keep a flood. So that didn't no go. The water's called coming for the sewer, bagging up toilet, shower water, toilet water. And all the power was out. We couldn't get no oxygen. They locked us in and left us.
How deep was the water?
The water came all the way up close to the second bunk, hitting to the third bunk.
And where were the wardens and the guards?
Everybody left. We had to kick the glass out to come to the door just to get out. And they didn't feed us in 2 days. None of that.
And so this was after the levee broke that the guards took off.
Yeah, everybody took it out. Although they had their family in there, and they were getting all jammed. They hung up and rest and forgot about us.
How many prisoners were in there?
Well, it was like, he's still like 60.
And you were on the first floor?
Yeah, and then they moved us up to the third floor. You see, the water got so hot, they could bang us up, and then the water started coming up so much up there. And then that's when they called and brought us up on Broad Bridge and set us on the middle of the bridge like a dog.
So there were some guards there?
No, they had one guard rescued.
And he was doing that because he was ordered to, or?
I don't know, because I was locked out. I can't say whether he was ordered to or not, but they came on the boat and brought so many on the boat to the bridge, on Broad Bridge overpass.
And they brought you to a bridge overpass, and what happened then?
And then we loaded us up to the bus to shoot out of town. And then when I got to the hospital, I got contaminated.
Is that from the sewage water in your cell?
Everything. Take my clothes, bond it up, take my shoes, take my underwear, take my T-shirt, and my undershirt. And I stayed in the hospital about 3 weeks with shots and needles and everything.
How long were you in your cell with the water rising with the sewage in it?
All right. About 3 days and downstairs. And they moved us upstairs. A day, so you could say about 4 days.
Were you able to get above the water, or were you standing in it?
We're still jumping top of the bunk, just to keep the water from coming to us, all top of the tables.
And you didn't have any chance to eat? Were you able to talk to each other?
No food, no water, no nothing. Everybody left, all the guards. They brought up one time, one cold cup, no bread, no, that turkey meat, no bread, no none of that. No water, no none of that. So they live up for the die. No oxygen, no nothing. Can't even breathe because everything sat down. And they know we're still. We're looking out the window, seeing they're going to get in their family, going out the yard with their family on the boat. Say, don't worry about the prison. I know what they were saying. Take care of my family. And that's wrong. I'm going to see my lawyer about it.
Did you think you were going to die?
I know I was going to die. If we can kick that glass out, where you going to get the oxygen for? Where you going to get air for? Them glasses thick. They got wires in it. And no cracks or none of it. Thick.
How did you kick it out?
All of us, it took about 3 minutes to kick on that glass for hours. Out. That's to break that glass.
How many men were in your cell?
You got 60 to a cell. That's an open flat light. Yeah. That's why I call it open flat.
And you had to go through the water to kick that window out?
Yeah, we threw a garbage can, we threw anything that was out. It saw the habit that's to break that glass. It shattered, and we then had to kick it out because they had wires in. We had to pop the wires to get the glass out.
And that was just in order to breathe?
That's to get out. And when we gone down the steps, that's when the guard was coming up, one guard to put us, walk us through to get us on the bridge. All the rest of them was on the bridge with their family.
And you were with about 60 other prisoners from your cell.
Oh, yeah. You're going to see a lot writing letters to their lawyer. Straight up. I'm not the only one. They're going to say the same thing what I'm saying. Their life was in jail. We must pass prison. All the jailhouses down there, they messed over us. And they know they did. And they could have been back the way of where they first heard about that. They're going to wait till the last minute. And I don't think that was right. And that's all I got to say.
Yeah. All right. But did you say something about being in the Greyhound station?
Yeah, well, I got a release. They dropped me out. They didn't give me no food where we were left for the jailhouse. Brought me all the way to Greyhound and said, that's a wrap. They probably give you a bus ticket. $10, whatever. That's put that one driver that's left. One cell.
Where did they ship you to?
Lake Charles.
You were in a shelter in Lake Charles?
I was incarcerated. I was in their custody. They had to wait till the jury to find out what section you're in, to see what's happening with your case, where they can know what's wrong with you, where they can cut you loose. But about me, did 2 months over, I'm way over the time with the Charles County. And I feel like they hold me.
So what you were charged for, you were overdue your release?
Way overdue. And then when they sent me back 21 days, the DA said, well, I'll come back that 21 days, he's going to cut me a loop because he know that was bad charge. How could you give me a trespassing on a public banking?
So you were in on a trespassing charge?
Yeah, on a public banking. And the bus stop. I went there, no yard, no problem. Trespassing means you got a gate, something fixing around. And that was wrong. And it took my life, like.
So for a petty crime that, you know, is a bogus charge.
It felt like I was a murderer. That's how I feel like I killed somebody. That's how I feel.
Because they treated you so bad.
Because you're going to make me upset. If I don't talk about it, it might get up. I've been through a lot. You saw the clothes I don't care what.
All right. Thank you for talking to me.
I was told that you would be able to give me a ride.
Maybe you could just introduce yourself. All right. Well, I am with someone who has just had an experience in the old parish prison, which has just reopened, as you may know, after having the Greyhound station act as the temporary prison, where people were held in the open air with no access to lawyers and no access to telephones in the open air, open to the elements, where people were just having to deal with rain, with cold, and having no possibility for even having blankets, and were laying on the cold pavement. So now, as of yesterday or the day before, I believe it was, they switched back to opening the old parish prison, which, as you may know, was the site of a flooding that resulted in the drowning of some prisoners who were being kept there. Some of whom, by the way, who were just kept for minor offenses, who hadn't even gone to court yet, and ended up dying in the flood waters in Old Parish Prison. As you heard just a few minutes ago in that interview with Stanley, he told about his experience there as an elder, a man in his 60s, who was forced to stay in water for over a day in the old parish prison when all of the guards abandoned them. So now, what's the old parish prison like?
It's
All right. I did just hear some.
They're not letting people make phone calls. They talking to you bad. It's ridiculous. It's really out of control how they're treating you at OPP. It's really ridiculous.
Now, you were there since Tuesday?
Yes, Tuesday morning, 3 o'clock Tuesday morning, and I was not allowed any phone calls while I was there. I was just released about 6 o'clock this afternoon, and I was not able to use the phone at all. There are people still up there who has been there since Saturday and Sunday who are unable to contact their family members. Their family members don't even know that they're in jail.
Now, you were arrested for something that someone else in the car did, right?
Yes, I was. The police officers handled us real bad.
So for a crime that wasn't even yours, where someone else in the vehicle that you were in had possession of an illicit substance, you were then held in prison for over 2 days.
Yes, over 36 hours.
And how were you treated when you were inside of Old Parish Prison?
They gave me a cot to sleep on, no sheet, no blanket. They gave me another suit and a towel to take a bath with in the morning.
And when you were booked, the normal procedure is that you're given you're fingerprinted, you're identified, and then given access to a phone call. Did that happen?
No, it did not.
What was the process there?
We was booked and taken straight upstairs.
And you were telling me you had to walk up 7 flights?
Yes, the elevators are out of commission. Everyone had to walk up 7 flights of stairs. Every time we had to go to court, we had to walk up and down 7 flights of stairs.
Fully shackled?
Fully shackled. There's nets everywhere. There's no air conditioning. It's so hot. The floors are dirty. It's just deplorable for anyone to be living like that.
You were there too?
Yes.
You're saying that it's extremely hot in there?
It's too hot. It's extremely hot. I have a medical problem, and it just was too hot for me. And they had a fan. The fan was only on the employees.
And were you able to get any medical care while you were there?
Only thing they did was took my blood pressure and put me in the holding cell.
And do you think that this exacerbated any health condition you have?
No, not really.
So now, how about access to lawyers? Were you able to get access to a lawyer?
No, the only time I was able to speak with an attorney is when I went to court. They had a lawyer there for us to speak with on hand.
And what was the advice of the lawyer?
They didn't even let me plead guilty or not. He just gave me a bond, and I had to pay the bond, and that was it.
So you didn't get to plead at all?
No, I didn't get to plead guilty or not guilty. He set me a bond, and that was it.
And do you have to go back to court?
Yes, I have to go back to court January 18th.
And did you have to pay a fine?
Yes, I paid a fine of $250 to be released tonight.
Do you think that this may be just an attempt to make some money off of people?
Yes, it is. The whole system is failing. It's crashing. They're trying to come back up off the citizens who are barely making it in New Orleans, who are here trying to survive after the storm. It's ridiculous.
We met a couple of guys who came in and were arrested 3 days ago, who said that there were New York corrections officers who shot beanbag bullets at them. Did you see anything like that?
No, I didn't see anything like that.
Were they New Orleans police officers then?
Yes, there were 4 district officers on the task force who arrested me.
And inside of Old Parish Prison, do you know what correctional officers they were? Were they New Orleans?
Yes, all of those were the sheriff deputies who worked in the parish prison.
Oh, who had worked there previously?
Right, the same employees from the other jail.
So it looks like they've moved beyond the New York correctional and the Angola prison guards that they had in the Greyhound station and are back to the old guard. Is that what it seems?
Mm-hmm. They have all their former employees back.
Who, by the way, don't have the very best record for humane treatment of prisoners. Old Parish Prison has a reputation nationwide for pretty deplorable conditions. And it Do you think that those conditions have been made worse since the hurricane?
Yes, yes, it has. Very, very much so.
I know there were floodwaters there within Old Parish Prison. Has it been cleaned up?
It's been cleaned up a little, not a lot. They're still working. They're painting and everything, and the prisoners are inhaling the paint. While we're in the cells, they're painting outside. They're painting outside, and it's already hot in there, so we're inhaling all those fumes. It's ridiculous.
Now, you were telling me there's a woman who has been in there for a number of days who has a health condition that hasn't been treated.
Right, they gave her medicine for pain, and that was it. They sent her back to the cell. And there's one lady in there. She's a diabetic, and she's refusing her treatments, and they're just letting her be. She might die there. I don't know.
And they haven't taken her to the hospital or anything?
No, they haven't. They only been trying to get at it. They're not even making her try to take her medicine or anything. She's just lying there. She's not trying to do anything.
And how many people do you think are being held or being arrested each night and going to the Old Parish Prison? Any ideas?
No, I couldn't even give a number. Last night it was like about 40 people. At least 40 people.
And this seems to be the pattern. It seems like it's you think this is just harassment?
Yes, I do.
How so?
Because everybody I know, they just going to jail off just silliness. When it could be just, like my friend, she went to jail. She wasn't even 10 feet away from her driveway. She didn't have any headlights on. Instead of them just telling her to put headlights on, they took her to jail.
So it seems like the police are taking this opportunity to really go after people and collect fines. Is that what it seems to you?
That's the whole thing about this. That's all they're trying to do is take people to jail, and they're setting bonds so high, it's ridiculous. And it's $10,000 to get one of our friends out of jail right now. $10,000.
So this may be the opportunity to challenge this police system that has been corrupt all along, and now with Katrina, they're taking an opportunity to expand their corruption. What do you think could be done?
Who's going to do something? Because the whole system is corrupt. There's no one to make a change. Everything is corrupt.
The politicians too?
I think so. I've been here all my life. I think everyone is corrupt.
And how about the federal government?
I don't know. They might be in on it too. I don't know.
And just to kind of reiterate, now this is the Old Parish Prison where people have been, the prisoners drowned.
Actually, it's HOD, House of Detention, that they're putting us on Perdido Street.
So it's a different building from where they were holding people before Katrina.
Right. They had people in these buildings also. I don't think these buildings that we were in got as much water damage as the other buildings. This was the only building that they were able to salvage. So they're putting males and females in the same building.
And the building is not... is not inhabitable by your standards, is it?
Kinda.
You're saying that just now someone got pulled over?
Just now somebody got pulled over, and it's more than one call. It's like six calls then pulled just one person over.
Where they at? Angela Maya, because we could put them on the air.
Yeah, this is it seems to be a constant thing around here. And so we're going to get off the air and check out that situation. And then we'll let you know, listeners, what becomes of that. But just so you know, there is going to be a cop watch class so that people in the community can learn how to deal with police in the neighborhood and how to assert your rights in a way that hopefully will protect the community and bring corrupt police officers to justice. And it's Friday, October 21st at 7 p.m. at 1322 Tesh Street in Algiers. And you can contact 202-246-7665 with any questions on that. And that's going to be a class on Cop Watch, how to deal with police in the neighborhood. Thank you very much for talking with us, and we're going to check on that situation and then get back to the listeners.
Okay, thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak on how corrupt that the parish prison system is.
All right, so if you could introduce yourself and tell me what happened.
I'm Dale. I got locked up before the storm of Katrina, got shipped, got locked up in New Orleans. They locked us down, then turned around, got shipped to DCI, to Hunts from there, from Hunts to DCI, got out on the, been out about 2 weeks now, but then.
So wait, were you in OPP when it got?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
That was pure hell. A bunch of the inmates and everything had died in there. There was all the guards, everybody left. It said they just up and left us in there. Then
how many people were in there?
Over 50, held about 50,000 of us in there.
How many people died?
I'm not for sure. I'm not for sure. They're not releasing no information on that.
Did you see any?
I saw like four or five.
Drowned?
Uh-huh. Jumping from windows, everything.
How did you get out?
The National Guard came in and got us out by unlocking our cell, me and my cousin's cell. Then when they took us out, shipped us from there to the bridge, from the bridge on the another set of bridge, took us out on buses. Then went to where I told y'all I went.
DCI.
Yeah.
And Hunts.
First Hunts, then DCI. I've been released about the time I told you, about 2 weeks I've been out.
How long were you supposed to be in?
I hadn't even been in court. I still got cases pending on that. So I really don't know.
You were just in holding.
I was in there 64 days total.
Without even being convicted of anything?
Yep.
Were you in water?
Yes.
How high?
Up to the second level already.
And what floor were you on?
I was in Templeman 3, A1, second level.
So how high did the water get there? Up to your chest?
Yep. Had to go through a window just to get it out of our cell block.
How long were you in water?
I was in water for about a day. And then I was on the bridge for 6 days. I was on Hunts' grounds for 5 days before I went to DCI. They treated us literally like dogs. They were going to throw the food. They started throwing food over, the sandwiches and stuff over at us like dogs.
And did they let you change clothes and wash?
Not until I got to DCI.
So you had, the water was not clean.
No.
What
toxin levels, like? Everything. In it. Oil. I mean, it was raw sewage, the whole nine yards in it. I mean, it was really, really bad. And I don't want to ever go back through that as a situation again.
So now you've been back to OPP.
Yes. They opened up one section of the jail now, the old parish section. Is opened up now. And I was in there on a criminal trespassing charge.
Last night?
Yes.
It's the 18th of October.
Yep.
You were arrested.
Yep. Got out today, this afternoon, around 12:40. And I'm just waiting on my cousin to show up because me and him got locked up together.
Oh, and he hasn't been released yet?
No.
So tell me about what happened last night?
Last night we were going to the house with the trailer. The wheel broke. Mounting police come up on us, asked us what we were doing. We said we're going home. We were blocked from home when we got arrested. They take us down to the house. Mama Magneto says, yes, these are my kids. They knew we weren't lying on that. Then they called OPP. OP took us back out to the house where I got the alcohol from, trying to see if I was telling the truth about the alcohol, and the owner wasn't there at the house, so they had second district cops come arrest us and take us into jail for criminal trespassing.
Because they said that you took the alcohol?
Yes, they thought we had taken it.
But you were on a public street?
Yes.
So obviously that's not criminal trespass.
Right.
So what happened when you were brought to OPP?
They didn't feed us at all. They didn't feed us until this morning for breakfast. Took us to court this morning. The cop, the judge, gave us a 10-day, spent us in his 10 days, $100 fine. I got to go back on the 26th of this month to pay that off.
Did you have any access to a lawyer?
Yes. They did provide a lawyer for us.
And what did the lawyer tell you?
Really didn't say much. He couldn't tell us much. He just said, go ahead and plead whatever y'all going to plead. So we pled guilty. And that's when we got released. That's when we got to spend a sentence.
But you weren't guilty.
Right.
What made you plead guilty?
Because the fact that if we didn't plead guilty, that'd be 21 days setback and we'd still been in there. So figured to go ahead and plead guilty and get out.
Who told you it'd be 21 days?
That's how I've been in there before and I know on how long it is on a setback. So I've still got cases pending down here from the last time I was in there during Hurricane Katrina. I got like 3 cases still pending.
And so, what was it like in the prison?
It was...
Is it dirty?
Yes. It's dirty, but the section we were in is actually a little bit better, because they did clean it up. The old parish they have started to clean it up, so I can say they're better off there.
And what is it? Is it cinder block walls?
Cinder blocks.
And have they been cleaned out? Is there still mold in there?
Yes, all that's been cleaned in the old parish, but the OPP side hasn't even been touched. You still got water, everything. They still got mold, all that in there.
Because I was there the other day on the outside and you could smell it.
Yeah, but I mean, inside is literally so bad that they said they're not even going to try to touch it to fix it.
They're just going to tear it down.
Yep. Windows, everything been busted out from when I was in there during Katrina. When we all started, we literally were going crazy in there. That morning they fed us, and then they locked us down afterwards.
That was on the Sunday of Katrina?
Yeah, the Monday.
Monday.
The Monday on Monday of Katrina. That Sunday I got locked up.
So you were in there one day, and then the hurricane hit.
Uh-huh.
And then you got stuck there.
Yep.
In that flood water.
Yep.
Anyone commit suicide that you saw?
Not that I know of, but I know one of the officers that had arrested, that had thrown us, throwing me and my cousin, the female officers, he ended up killing himself. One of them that had my cousin held up against the car. And I had one officer literally twist my hand all the way back like this, back behind my back, and hit me in my ribs and catch me right here.
On your face?
Mm-hmm. Caught me right there in my rib cage before I got locked up.
You know what officer that was?
I'm not for sure his name or anything.
And was that your arresting officer?
No. There was one that knows me that I had put an original assault charge. I had to put a harassment charge on because they kicked me off the Jackson Square prior to the storm. So I had an assault charge. So I had a harassment charge put on. They caught me coming off of Decatur down here because I was told to go back home. And I was headed home. The officer comes in like this at me with his cop car and jumps out and says, "Now I got you, bitch." So, I mean, it was horrible.
Did you think you were going to die?
At first, yes.
Did you think they had abandoned you to die?
Uh-huh.
How many people were in the cell with you?
Me and my cousin. Two of us. And our cell started flooding from our sinks and our toilet. Started having water come on us.
And so, it rose all the way up to your chest?
Yeah. When that was on the first level when I got out. By the time everything was done and through, by the time I got to Hunts, it was when I just went back in, they said it was all the way up to the second level of the cell block that I was in.
And some people you definitely saw drown.
Yes.
On the first level?
Yes.
How was that when you were leaving?
Yes. There were bodies floating. And plus, I talked to other inmates over at DCI, told me that some of the people that was in their cell blocks had died, too.
And Is it possible there were people locked in cells that
yes.
had drowned that you
yes.
didn't see?
Yes. That's what I'm saying. A lot of the people on the first level had been locked in their cells and they could not get out and they drowned.
How many people are in one of those levels? Any idea?
There's like, it holds about, you're anywhere from 5 to 6 deep at a time in there.
And how many cells?
20 cells.
So, 150 people?
Yeah, about 150, maybe more at a time locked up.
And now, when you went to the OPP last night, I want to get back to that. You say you had access to a lawyer. The lawyer gave you...
When we went to court.
Any legal advice?
Not really anything at all, because he didn't know much about what was going on, because the judge is out of Mississippi. They come down and everything.
It's not a Louisiana judge.
No, it was one of the original judges who was down here for Louisiana. But he went back to Mississippi to do his legal work, all that. So he comes back to take the charge, to take us in court. And it was pure hell.
So you pled guilty.
Yeah.
Now what's the penalty?
I got to pay $100 or I go back. If I don't pay the $100, or when I go back to court, I spend 10 days in jail.
So you have to give them $100
yes.
fine?
Yes.
By when?
By the 26th of this month.
And, you think you'll be able to do that?
No. Because it's hard to find work when people ain't open down here.
What kind of work do you do?
Construction and stuff like that. I'm going to start work with my mom Monday on apartment buildings tearing out. So I might be able to make it doing that. But I don't know, you know. It depends on what happens.
You probably have a lot of expenses, too, after the hurricane.
Mm-hmm.
You have damage in your house?
No, because I was living in an abandoned apartment on the second level. Really don't have that much damage done to where I was at. Mine a little water. That's about it.
That's good. Were you able to get assistance from FEMA?
I have not been able to because I can't apply on that because of the dealing with the house where I was staying. It wasn't a legal address under me. But I'm still going to try to get help with them because my boss and everything that I was working for lost all his shit. So my original boss was paying me to work with him on a house. The guy that I was, the owner of the house gave me all the alcohol, everything that I wanted, whatever we wanted.
How many people were in the OPP with you last night?
There was like, we were in a dorm. There was like, about 12 of us in the dorm.
And were there other cells?
Yes.
Did you see, like when you went to court today, about how many people were there from last night?
Almost all the ones from last night were there with me and my cousin.
Was it more than 12?
Yes.
How many about?
24 of us total went to court.
And were most of those people released?
Yes, all of us were released.
So they're keeping people just overnight?
Yeah.
Now. And then if they plead not guilty, that's, are they sending them to Hunts?
No.
Staying in OPP?
Yes.
Did anyone do that?
No. Everybody pled guilty.
All right. Thanks.
Yep.
Maybe you could just introduce yourself. And, all right. Well, I am with someone who has just had an experience in the old parish prison, which has just reopened, as you may know, after having the Greyhound Station act as the temporary prison, where people were held in the open air with no access to lawyers and no access to telephones in the open air, open to the elements, where people were just having to deal with rain, with cold, and having no possibility for even having blankets, and were laying on the cold pavement. So now, as of yesterday or the day before, I believe it was, they switched back to opening the old parish prison, which, as you may know, was the site of the of a flooding that resulted in the drowning of some prisoners who were being kept there, some of whom, by the way, who were just kept for minor offenses, who hadn't even gone to court yet, and ended up dying in the flood waters in Old Parish Prison, as you heard just a few minutes ago in that interview with Stanley. He told about his experience there as an elder, a man in his 60s, who was forced to stay in water for over a day in the Old Parish Prison when all of the guards abandoned them. So now, what's the Old Parish Prison like? It's all right. I did just hear some...
They're not letting people make phone calls. They're talking to you bad. It's ridiculous. It's really out of control how they're treating you at OPP. It's really ridiculous.
Now, you were there since Tuesday?
Yes, Tuesday morning, 3 o'clock Tuesday morning, and I was not allowed any phone calls while I was there. I was just released about 6 o'clock this afternoon, and I was not able to use the phone at all. There are people still up there who has been there since Saturday and Sunday who are unable to contact their family members. Their family members don't even know that they're in jail.
Now, you were arrested for something that someone else in the car did, right?
Yes, I was. The police officers handled us real bad.
So for a crime that wasn't even yours, where someone else in the vehicle that you were in had possession of an illicit substance, you were then held in prison for over 2 days.
Yes, over 36 hours.
And how were you treated when you were inside of Old Parish Prison?
They gave me a cot to sleep on, no sheet, no blanket. They gave me another suit and a towel to take a bath with in the morning.
And when you were booked, the normal procedure is that you're given, you're fingerprinted, you're identified, and then given access to a phone call. Did that happen?
No, it did not.
What was the process there?
We was booked and taken straight upstairs.
And you were telling me you had to walk up 7 flights?
Yes, the elevators are out of commission. Everyone had to walk up 7 flights of stairs. Every time we had to go to court, we had to walk up and down 7 flights of stairs.
Fully shackled?
Fully shackled. There's nets everywhere. There's no air condition. It's so hot. The floors are dirty. It's just deplorable for anyone to be living like that.
You were there too?
Yes.
And you're saying that it's extremely hot in there?
It's too hot. It's extremely hot. I have a medical problem, and it just was too hot for me. And they had a fan. The fan was only on the employees.
And were you able to get any medical care while you were there?
Only thing they did was took my blood pressure and put me in the holding cell.
And do you think that this exacerbated any health condition you have?
No, not really.
So, now, how about access to lawyers? Were you able to get access to a lawyer?
No, the only time I was able to speak with an attorney is when I went to court. They had a lawyer there for us to speak with on hand.
And what was the advice of the lawyer?
They didn't even let me plead guilty or not. He just gave me a bond, and I had to pay the bond, and that was it.
So you didn't get to plead at all?
No, I didn't get to plead guilty or not guilty. He set me a bond, and that was it.
And do you have to go back to court?
Yes, I have to go back to court January 18th.
And did you have to pay a fine?
Yes, I paid a fine of $250 to be released tonight.
Do you think that this may be just an attempt to make some money off of people?
Yes, it is. The whole system is failing. It's crashing. They're trying to come back up off the citizens who are barely making it in New Orleans, who are here trying to survive after the storm. It's ridiculous.
We met a couple of guys who came in and were arrested 3 days ago, who said that there were New York corrections officers who shot beanbag bullets at them. Did you see anything like that?
No, I didn't see anything like that.
Were they New Orleans police officers then?
Yes, there were four district officers on the task force who arrested me.
And inside of Old Parish Prison, do you know what correctional officers they were? Were they New Orleans?
Yes, all of those were the sheriff deputies who worked in the parish prison.
Oh, who had worked there previously?
Right, the same employees from the other jail.
So it looks like they've moved beyond the New York correctional and the Angola prison guards that they had in the Greyhound station and are back to the old guard. Is that what it seems?
Mm-hmm. They have all their former employees back.
Who, by the way, don't have the very best record for humane treatment of prisoners. Old Parish Prison has a reputation nationwide for pretty deplorable conditions. Do you think that those conditions have been made worse since the hurricane?
Yes, it has. Very, very much so.
I know there were floodwaters there within Old Parish Prison. Has it been cleaned up?
It's been cleaned up a little, not a lot. They're still working. They're painting and everything, and the prisoners are inhaling the paint. While we're in the cells, they're painting outside. They're painting outside, and it's already hot in there, so we're inhaling all those fumes. It's ridiculous.
Now, you were telling me there's a woman who has been in there for a number of days who has a health condition that hasn't been treated.
Right. They gave her medicine for pain, and that was it. They sent her back to the cell. And there's one lady in there. She's a diabetic, and she's refusing her treatments, and they're just letting her be. She might die there. I don't know.
And they haven't taken her to the hospital or anything?
No, they haven't. They only been trying to get at it. They're not even making her try to take her medicine or anything. She's just lying there. She's not trying to do anything.
And how many people do you think are being held or being arrested each night and going to the Old Parish Prison? Any ideas?
No, I can't even give a number. Last night it was like about 40 people. At least 40 people.
And this seems to be the pattern. It seems like it's you think this is just harassment?
Yes, I do.
How so?
Because everybody I know, they just going to jail off just silliness. When it could be just, like my friend, she went to jail. She wasn't even 10 feet away from her driveway. She didn't have any headlights on. Instead of them just telling her to put headlights on, they took her to jail.
So it seems like the police are taking this opportunity to really go after people and collect fines. Is that what it seems to you?
That's the whole thing about this. That's all they're trying to do is take people to jail, and they're setting bonds so high it's ridiculous. And it's $10,000 to get one of our friends out of jail right now. $10,000.
So this may be the opportunity to challenge this police system that has been corrupt all along. And now with Katrina, they're taking an opportunity to expand their corruption. What do you think could be done?
Who's going to do something? Because the whole system is corrupt. There's no one to make a change. Everything is corrupt.
The politicians too?
I think so. I've been here all my life. I think everyone is corrupt.
And how about the federal government?
I don't know. They might be in on it too. I don't know.
And just to kind of reiterate, now this is the Old Parish Prison where people have been, the prisoners drowned.
Actually, it's HOD, House of Detention, that they're putting us on Perdido Street.
So it's a different building from where they were holding people before Katrina.
Right. They had people in these buildings also. I don't think these buildings that we were in got as much water damage as the other buildings. This was the only building that they were able to salvage. So they're putting males and females in the same building.
And But the building is not not inhabitable by your standards, is it?
Kinda.
You're saying that just now someone got pulled over?
Just now somebody got pulled over, and it's more than one call. It's like 6 calls than pull just one person over.
Yeah, this is it seems to be a constant thing around here. And so we're going to get off the air and check out that situation. And then we'll let you know, listeners, what becomes of that. But just so you know, there is going to be a cop watch class so that people in the community can learn how to deal with police in the neighborhood and how to assert your rights in a way that hopefully will protect the community and bring corrupt police officers to justice. And it's Friday, October 21st at 7 p.m. at 1322 Tesh Street in Algiers. And you can contact 202-246-7665 with any questions on that. And that's going to be a class on Cop Watch, how to deal with police in the neighborhood. Thank you very much for talking with us, and we're going to check on that situation and then get back to the listeners.
Okay, thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak on how corrupt that the parish prison system is.
Yeah, if you'd just introduce yourself and talk about what happened to you.
Yeah, my name is Eric Torrance, and last night, we was harassed by the police officer. We was me and my cousin, we went to the Magnolia Project just to, you know, look around, cause he ain't never seen it, you know. And we was coming back out, you know, just to go back to the car so we could leave. But you know, the police had stopped us and told us to put our hands on the car. And I'm like, all right, so we did that. And then he asked us all kinds of questions, like, what are we doing here? And then they started talking about that we're trying to go in people's houses and stuff. And I got this. And they looked at this and said that I had climbed through somebody's window. And then they arrested us. And then they said that they were going to take us to jail. And then I'm telling them, go talk to my mom and stuff, you know, just to get everything situated. But they're like, no, we just gonna go. And then they see my mama come running up the street, waving, telling them, yeah, I'm his mother. And then they just pulled off, like, you know, like she wasn't even there. Telling my cousin, don't move, don't come any closer. This is my cousin Jamie. Told her, don't come closer. And so he stopped because he didn't know, you know, if they had a gun aimed at him or whatever. So he just stopped them, you know, that's when my mama came. And then as they're taking us to the police car, we're in the car talking. You know, I'm like, what are you arresting us for? You know, for trespassing. And then you see he had a small mouth. I'm like, I'm trying to figure out why am I going to jail? Just for trespassing on
they didn't say anything?
They didn't say nothing. It was supposed to be a strip search. So they just went to beat me up and kicking me, dragging me by my hair and such, you know. Stuff that wasn't even caused for. And then, you know, they hit me, kicked me.
With their hands or with gloves?
They hit me with the gloves. But, you know, they told me to strip. You know, I got my clothes off or whatever. I'm standing on the wall with my hands up. Then all of a sudden, a man, you know, with a shotgun, he shoots me in my leg with a bag full of iron pellets. You know, now my leg's swollen and stuff. All for reasons I don't even know. Had us in a jail cell all night. You know, with no pillow, no covers, no nothing. And I have a white beater on, so I'm freezing. I asked the people about a good four times. Different people each time. Can I have a jacket or a cover or a blanket or something? No, I don't have any. Telling me all kind of stuff like that. And then all night
And you were outside.
Yeah, we were outside. Laying on the ground. Then I went to sleep about 2 o'clock. Woke up about 4 o'clock and stood up. And I'm freezing. I can't sleep because I'm on the ground. I'm freezing. So then the morning comes. The take us to court. And they give us this trial, you know, saying, stating that you got either two options. You either plead guilty and you got to pay $300 fine, or you do 40 days of service. And then, or you could plead guilty and you could go to Baton Rouge. You know, still locked up or whatever.
So if you plead not guilty, they would send you to Hunt's, is what they were saying.
Yep.
That's what we've heard before. And so how did you plead?
I pled guilty.
But you weren't guilty?
Well, I was, well, no. Tell you the truth, no. I wasn't trespassing as in, you know, driving. I mean, to take anything. I just wanted to see some sights. Show my cousin, you know, around the Magnolia Project. So, no, I wasn't trespassing.
Did you feel pressured into pleading guilty, yes, even though you weren't?
Yeah, I really did.
And did you have any access to a lawyer?
Nope. I had a defense attorney, but he didn't do nothing for me. He was one telling me that either you plead this or that. You got to. Basically, what he was saying, I don't have no choice but either plead this or plead that. The lowest they went, the lowest amount they said was 300. The highest it got to like $500 for nothing.
Did you get the attorney's name? Did he tell you his name?
No, but I know on my face.
And he was there for all of the people?
All of the people.
How many people were there?
There was a good 10. No, maybe more than that, about 15 people.
And were most of the people arrested for trespassing or?
No, most of the people was arrested for intoxication.
And but the curfew, nobody was arrested for curfew last night.
Nothing. No. Not that I knew of.
Pretty much finished. But now, do you feel like the police are trying to get people to not come back by intimidating them?
That in a way, but I think they're trying to get money, you know, out of the system, I mean, out of the people, so, you know, they can rebel, but they don't have to do all that. You know, they're trying to get people to clean up everywhere, you know, when they don't have to do that. They got people that volunteer to do that.
How do you feel about how you were treated?
I feel I was treated bad. No reason, no way how I should have been treated like that.
And why do you think they picked you? Do you think that it's because you're black? Do you think it's because you have dreadlocks that they profiled you?
Yeah, I really think so. Cause I wasn't doing nothing. I mean, if they just picked me up, at the time I wasn't on the Magnolia, you know, property. I was on the public sidewalk, walking towards the car, and they just pulled me over and told me, get on the car and stuff.
And why do you think they beat you in the interrogation room?
Maybe because even though I was mad at the fact that, you know, that they arrested me for the reason they arrested me, I was talking, you know, offensive, but I cooperated, and when I was talking, you know, like I was mad, like, but I, you know, talk at a certain extent that, you know, I don't mean no harm. I just, that it's a bad situation, a bad reason for me even be here.
What did you tell them?
I was like, you know, they were telling me, like, give me a hat. I'm like, you know, I gave them my hat and stuff. She'll ask me all kinds of questions. I'm like, excuse me, ma'am. What am I doing here? She was like, I don't know, you know. And, you know, all kind of other questions, they were telling me to do certain things. And I'm like, man, I shouldn't even be here, so I shouldn't have to do that. Like, stuff like that. It was just petty stuff. And then as they doing that, they teasing me.
What did they say?
They looking at me like, you know, giving me all kind of awkward eyes. Like, yeah, we about to do you something. But I didn't really catch that until they did it to me.
Do you remember anything that the officer said?
Like when?
Like, were
any insults that they said
to you? Yeah, one, when I take my belt off and stuff, because they made me take my belt, my shoestrings, and it made me empty my pocket. Then she told me, yeah, you think you're, yeah, you must be a tough guy, huh? Yeah, a tough guy, huh? He just kept saying that, smiling. So I'm like, excuse me, please don't mess with me like that. You know, I'm telling him, don't mess with me like that. So right about that time, I just about knew something was gonna happen to me, but I didn't really catch on to it.
When they took your belt off?
Huh? I took my belt off, yeah. Then they fingerprinted me, then they escorted me to the room, and that's where they started beating me up, whatever. And the next morning, like after the court, we sitting in the cage, we just talking or whatever, having, you know, good old time. All of a sudden, the cop, he just get up and started shooting at us, shooting the iron bead bag stuff, just shooting at it. It hit a few people that was in there for reasons. I don't know. He just got up and started saying, shut up, shut up, and such and such. You know, telling us to shut up. I'm like, that's not calling for me.
And did he shoot at you?
He was aimed for nobody. He just shot at the kids. It really hit everybody. It didn't hit me, though. It didn't hit me. It hit my cousin.
When you were in the interrogation room, did you get shot with a beanbag?
Yeah, yep, right in my leg.
How close was the officer when he shot that at you?
A good 7 feet. He was 7 feet from me. He was like right there.
7 feet?
A good, that's an estimation, though. But he was real close, and he shot me right in the leg with it.
Was it the same officer?
No, it was a black officer. He had a cigar in his mouth with a hat. I remember when I know when I seen him.
And what led up to him shooting you? Was that after you were strip searched?
Yeah, this was after I was strip searched. No, it was before I was searched, but I was naked. I had nothing on.
And he just came up and shot you?
Yeah, my hands up. He was just pow, shot me. He's like, and other people, all the officers just were saying that, well, I can tell he been wanting to do that. Yeah. So I'm like, yeah.
So,
what's really going on?
How does this make you feel about coming back to New Orleans? You're not from New Orleans?
I'm from New Orleans.
Okay. And how does it make you feel about wanting to come back?
It's bad enough that it's all wrecked up or whatever, but the police, they're doing that to me. I don't want to come back.
Were you here for the hurricane or did you evacuate?
I evacuated.
And have you been back since?
No. Yesterday was my first day being back.
You know, it seems like after everything that the people of New Orleans have been through, the last thing they should have to worry about is police harassment.
Yeah.
But yet, that's what's happening. Do you think there's an attempt on the part of the police to keep people from coming back, to intimidate them?
Really, I don't know what's their main focus. I don't know what they're trying to do. But,
but you feel intimidated by that experience.
I don't feel intimidated. I just feel mad. I don't have to do that. There's no reason for that.
Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
They tried to stick a dog on me.
Really?
Yeah,
last
because
night?
Yeah.
When you were in the jail?
This is after I got beat up, because while I was getting beat up, I tried to run. Because the man walked in the door with a shotgun. And I'm like, oh, they're trying to kill me. So I got up, and they already beat me, stomped me on the ground. I tried to get up and break. And then after I get out of, you know, after the strip search, I come out to see a dog right there. And they're talking about some, yeah, now you want to run, huh? You want to run, huh? They're talking about, yeah, you know. Like, they was really about to let the dog go and tell him, get him. You know? So I'm like, well, I'll call your dog and tell him to get me. That's just going to make it worse on y'all. Bad enough, y'all just beat me, you know. pull my hair out. Got bruises on my leg.
They pulled your hair out?
Yeah, they pulled it out. It was like I had like 4 dreads on the ground. They were dragging me by my hair all across the floor.
Do you remember any of the officers' names?
I just know when I see them.
Were they New Orleans police officers?
To be honest with you, I really don't know.
Were any of them New York correctional?
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
Yeah, I noticed that. But I don't know if it was a mixture of the two, or it was just, I don't know. They all had a dark attire on.
And did you notice any Angola prison guards?
No. They probably had some, dude. I don't doubt they had some.
And the man who had the shotgun, who was firing indiscriminately at the people in the cages, do you remember which uniform he had? If he was NOPD or New York?
He was New York.
He was New York.
NYCD.
All right. Thank you very much.
No problem.
For talking with me.